It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at Minster High School, JV Lady Girls. JV Lady Indians about to take on the Minster Wildcats. And a good matchup here. Indians, JV Girls coming in at 3-5 on the year. And we don't have a record on Minster Girls JV, but I assume it's pretty good. They're usually pretty good squad. Every time we come in to Minster to play them, they always play us tough, so... We'll take a short break, or you got anything to say, Brownie?
Oh, we'll go with a short break.
Short break, get some rosters, we'll be back with some starting lineups after this.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Minster High School getting ready for the tip here in the JV girls matchup. Grace Gingmiller to jump for the Indians, and the ball goes to Minster. Number 12, Hiker. Hiker swings it to the corner pole. Pole on the left wing gives it to the corner, Hiker. Hiker drills back up top, looks inside. Nothing there. Now gives it back up top to Larger. Larger will kick it out to Pole. Over to the wing, Dirksen. Dirksen looks inside. Now will drive middle, kicks out to Pole. Pole swings it to Larger. Larger in the left corner will dribble it back up. She will hand off to Hiker in the right wing. She'll get a ball screen. Now feeds it inside to 34, and a dish off to a cutting Pranger for a nice easy basket for Minster. 2-0 early lead for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Macy Day will bring it down for the Indians. She'll drive, kicks out to Knapke. Now swings it to Hope Wendell at the top. Now back over to Macy Day in the left wing. She'll get a ball screen and drive middle. She'll put up the 15-footer. That's partially blocked, but Elaine Evers is there for the rebound and putback.
Nice hustle play by Evers.
Hiker will bring it up for Minster. She swings it to the right wing pole, and they're going to get her with the travel. Wildcats turn it over to the Indians. Indians starting lineup: Elaine Evers, Grace Gugenbiller, Aubrey Knapke, Macy Day, and Hope Wendell. Macy will get a ball screen. She'll drive. Now kicks out to Knapke. She'll kick it to the top. Hope Wendell swings around the arc to Gugenbiller. Gugenbiller will get it inside to Elena Knapke. Kicks it back out to Grace. Grace on the left wing will get it in. Tries to get it into a cutting Macy Day, but off her legs and out of bounds. They'll turn it back over to the Wildcats.
May have rushed her pass just a little bit there and thrown it right off Macy Day's shoelaces almost.
But, need to get that pass up a little bit. Got her feet, tough to handle. Larger will bring it up. Good pressure by Knapke. Larger gives it the pole, now kicks out to, how do you say it, Hiker? Hooker? I don't know. Ball goes over to Larger. Larger dribbles around the arc, now kicks to pole. Pole looks inside, now dribbles middle, backs it out, swings it over to Hiker. Hiker will drive baseline on Macy Day, now kicks it to number 34. He has it on the left wing, looks inside, tries to get it inside, but Elena Knappke cashed in.
Elena Evers over here with the steal.
That's all good.
Ball goes over to the Indians. Macy Day has it on the right wing. She'll back it out to Grace Beanbiller. Grace has it at the top. 4:30 left in the first quarter. All tied at two. Ball goes to Aubrey Knappke. Knappke has it on the left wing. Pressured hard by the Wildcats. And Knappke travels with it. So a couple turnovers for each team. Looking a little sloppy.
Not 100% sure about that one.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. It kind of looked like it, but I don't think it was.
Yeah, kind of deceiving.
Ball goes into larger of the Lady Wildcats. Pressured hard by Knappke. Knappke will reach in for a foul. Just over 4 minutes left in the first quarter. First foul of the game. Wildcats will take it in from the side. Ball goes into Hiker. Hiker dribbles middle, now backs it out. And she'll set the offense, guarded by Macy Day. Ball goes over to larger, larger on the left wing. We'll find Hiker off a double screen. Nothing there. Now she looks inside and gets it to 34. 34 will spin right and puts it over her left shoulder. That's up no good. Rebounded by Minster Wildcats. 24, Pranger. And that shot's up and good. Indians will take it the other way. Macy Day pushes it up the right side of the court to Grace Giegenmiller. Giegenmiller will give it up to Hope Wendell. Now over to Aubrey Knappke. To a wide open Macy Day in the corner. That's up and good.
Nice shot by Macy Day. Nice relocation to the corner.
Minster brings it the other way over to Pranger. Pranger on the right wing. Picks up her dribble, now swings it to Hiker. Hiker at the top. Now over to Pole on the right wing. They'll swing it all the way around to the corner. Pranger drives baseline, tries to pass it over to 34, but out of bounds off the Indians. It'll stay here. Take it under, take it out underneath her own basket. She gets it into Pranger. Pranger at the top and feed it into 34. Kicks it out to larger for three. Short, no good. That'll stay out of bounds. Send the ball back to the Indians. Indians lead 5-4, just over 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Hope Wendell enters it in to Macy Day. Day will bring it up. Macy will get a ball screen, now drives middle and hands it off to Hope Wendell. Hope kicks it out to Grace Giegenmiller. Giegenmiller looks around, now picks up her dribble. Tries to find a cutting Aubrey Knappke, who wasn't even looking for the ball. Right into the arms of the Wildcats, but what did they call a foul on Minster?
I don't know, Giegenmiller kind of just got caught with the basketball there and tried forcing it to a cutter and Knappke, and it just wasn't there.
Yeah.
Indians get bailed out.
Yeah, get a break there. The remain Indian ball. Ball goes into Macy Day. She'll drive down the left side of the lane. Lose it. Ball's loose on the ground. Gruby comes away with it for the Indians. She'll give it over to Garkey. But Jeff Vaughn wants a timeout, so we're going to take one with him and be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned HealthSmart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy HealthSmart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Minster High School. Indians out to a 5-4 lead, 2:46 left in the first quarter. Both teams looking a little sloppy, a couple turnovers for each team, but Indians starting to knock down some shots, play a little better. So Faith Gruby will enter it in from the side. She gets it into Macy Day. Day will set up the offense for the Indians. She dribbles around the arc, gets a ball screen from Hope Wendell. Picks up her dribble, kicks back out to Hope Wendell, now swings it around to Gruby. Gruby over to Garkey. Garkey in the left corner will kick it up top to Macy for another three. That's up and good again. Yeah. 2-for-2 for Macy.
Another minute.
And then they pick up Macy Day with a cheap foul.
Off the inbound.
A little too aggressive on the inbound. finds a cutting Guggenbiller, now picks up her dribble. She's trapped, and they're going to get her with a travel. Which I thought she did, but I thought she kind of got fouled first. So.
It's a tough sign.
Yeah, they'll turn it over to the Lady Wildcats.
Pranger looks inbound it for the Wildcats. She passes into Larger. Swings it over to number 13 on the right wing. He passes it up to Dirksen at the top of the key. He tries finding Olges down low, and it goes out of bounds.
Lily Luthold will enter the game for the Indians, placing Hope Wendell. Minute 18 left on the scoreboard. Guggenbiller enters it in today. Macy will bring it up, set the offense. She has it on the left wing. She'll crossover drive. Now, there's a pass off of Minster's leg, but right in the arms of Garkey. Garkey puts up a three. That's no good. And the ball will go over to the Wildcats as it was out of bounds.
I think Garkey got a little excited on that three-pointer there.
Yeah, she had a good look.
Yeah. Minster inbounds it to Larger. She's looking to pass it up the court. She finds Dirksen cutting across the middle. She swings it over to Pranger on the right wing, who passes it down low to Oldage. And they put the shot up with number 13, and it's up and good.
Ties it up at 8. Bay brings it up. 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Macy will try to hand it off to Garkey. Nothing there. Over to Luthold.
I thought that was about to be
a no fault. I thought they were going to miss it.
Like, oh, God.
And turn it over once again to the Lady Wildcats.
Lady Indians just need to take a deep breath and relax.
Yep.
Larger tosses it over to number 13 on the right wing. She finds Larger back on the left wing. She shoots up a three, and it's up and good.
Good play there, sending Larger off that double screen.
Mm-hmm.
Day brings it back, down three. 15 seconds left. Day picks up her dribble in the backcourt. Now finds Groovy. Groovy will pull up from three. That's off the back. No good. Rebounded by Minster with 4 seconds. Larger with three. Crosses half court. Will pull up from deep. That's no good.
Nothing.
That'll do it for your first quarter. 11-8. Indians trail by three. And we'll take a break and be back after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Minster High School. JV Lady Indians down three after the first quarter. Got off to a pretty hot start, leading 8-4, but Minster has went on a 7-0 run since then, making it 11-8.
Just got a little turnover crazy there a little bit for the Indians.
Yeah, a couple of travels, a couple of bad passes, so just got to clean some stuff up and we'll be all right.
Larger looks to take it up to the Wildcats. She swings it over to Dirksen on the right wing. Passes back to Larger in the right corner. Good defense by Luthold. They toss it up to Dirksen. Swing it over to number 13 on the left wing. Pass it back to Dirksen at the top of the key. She finds Larger in the corner. She swings it back up to Dirksen at the top. Back over to 13 in the corner. Back to Dirksen up top.
Indian showing a little 2-3 zone.
Minster struggling to get it inside.
Yeah.
Keeps swinging around the outside. And now they toss it back to Dirksen up top, but she's not there. Ball got out of bounds. The Indians basketball.
That's a good job by the Indians. That zone worked just how we wanted it.
Yeah. Caught him off guard.
Minster was unable to get it inside, forcing the turnover. So Indians ball. Napke enters it in. Hope Wendell. Hope will get a ball screen. Now dribbles around the arc. She'll back it out. looks inside, picks up a dribble, nothing there, over to Kanapke. Kanapke at the top of the key, will cross over, loses it, but gets it back. Now over to Luthold. Luthold will drive down the left side, out to Hope Wendell. Hope's going to lose it, and that's going to be off her hand. Tough break there, but it'll send the ball over to the Lady Wildcats.
And this is some aggressive defense by this JV Wildcat team, and they're up in everything. And no fouls to this point.
That's crazy.
It's pretty impressive. And Largie looks to take it up for the Wildcats. She swings it over to number 13 in the right corner. Back up to Largie at the top of the key. Swings it over to Dirksen on the left wing. They get it inside to Olgis, and she kicks it back out to Larger, who finds number 13 in the corner. They swing it back up to Larger at the top of the key, over to Dirksen on the left wing. Her three is up and no good, but rebounded by Olgis.
I don't think one person boxed out there for Fort Recovery. There's two Wildcats just under the bucket waiting for it, and they get a put back.
Yeah. Excuse me, that was pull on the bucket.
Hope will bring it up for the Indians. She'll drive all the way down the left side of the lane, get trapped, no foul called. Indians get the rebound. There we go. Finally, we get a foul call.
Man, I thought Elena Evers got butchered there.
Yeah, on that rebound. But luckily, Guggenbiller had the rebound. She put up a shot and got fouled. So she'll be at the line to shoot two shots. Guggenbiller's first one is up and good.
Okay, we're going to drought there for
first
a while.
First point in a while.
It's going to be a Macy, to break it.
Macy Day in for the Indians.
And Euchre will check in for...
Maybe.
And for Dirksen. Yeah, it was kind of a delayed sub, I guess.
Grace will get one more. 13-9. Indians trail by four. Her second one is up and in and out. No good. Rebounded by the Wildcats.
And Euchre will try to pass it up to Larger. That'll go off your fingertips out of bounds.
5:15 left in the second quarter. Hope will enter it into Macy Day. Macy will bring it up against the Wildcat defense. Macy crosses over, drives down the left side of the lane out to Groovy. Groovy will drive middle hands off to Hope Wendell. She'll dribble down the left side of the lane, get it taken away by
number 13 of the Wildcats. She dribbles all the way up the right side, pulls up for a 15-foot jumper on the baseline and misses.
Good rebound there by Elena Evers. She hands it to Macy. Macy will send it the other way. Macy now sets the offense, will cross over, drives down the left side. She'll back it out. Now she'll try the right side. This time kicks it out to Guggenbiller, and she traveled again. It's her second or third travel this game.
Girls got the dancing shoes on.
I know. They're just shocked. You know, it's a little too exciting to shuffle their feet.
I mean, but I guess it is her first game in probably a week or so. Or
that's true.
Getting those holiday jitters out. Minster looks inbound. They pass it into Euchre. She takes it up the left-hand side. Crosses over. Passes over to Larger on the right wing. She swings it down to number 13 in the short corner. Passes back up to Larger up top. She drives right. Kicks it out to number 13. She swings it over to Euchre, who swings it over to Olgis, who finds Larger along the baseline.
And they caught a foul.
Yeah, a blocking foul, it looks like. Faith Groovy. Macy Day. Pretty sure that would have been Macy's second, wouldn't it? We got it wrong on the scoreboard.
I have no idea.
She had to reach in earlier. They pass it into Olgis, who finds Larger, who swings it over to Euchre on the top of the key. Euchre, my bad. Euchre looks to drive right. She kicks it out to Larger, who swings it over to Olgis. She throws up the floater, up and no good.
Rebounded by Grace Guggenbiller of the Indians, just under 4 minutes in the half. Macy will bring it up. She drives down to the right side, throws up a shot, no good. It's going to be off of Minster's leg. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Indians.
Good hustle by Elena Evers there to get into that, I don't know, or compete for that rebound.
Yeah.
Just happens to knock it off on the Minster girls' foot. So.
Yep. Macy will enter it in. Underneath. She throws it up top to Grace.
Grace collects it. Grace will dribble around the arc. Now picks up the dribble. Now she'll find Macy. Macy will dribble around the arc. Still dribbling around the arc. Now over to Garkey. Garkey on the right wing. We'll find Grace Greenbiller on a cut. And we're going to have a jump ball underneath.
Reggie Hannigan struggling with this Minster defense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still impressed with it. They stick on them like glue.
Yeah. Possession will be in favor of the Indians, so it'll stay here. Ball gets into Hope Wendell. Now kicks out to Macy for three. It's long, no good. Long rebound goes to Minster. She tries to save it, throws it in. Ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have another jump ball, so this time it'll go to Minster.
Nice hustle by Faith Groovy there. Get on the floor and get a jump ball.
Yep.
Minster will retain possession. They looked inbound. Pull finds Larger. Pull will take it up the left-hand side. She swings it up to Fuker on the left wing. She passes it to Larger. Larger looks to drive. She swings it over to Pull. Looks to get a screen by Olgitz. Kicks out to Larger. She drives down the baseline for the layup. Up and good.
Nice move there.
Nice quick move.
Makes it 15-9. Indians trail by six. Macy brings it up. She swings it over to Lily Leifold. Leifold ball fake. Drives. Now kicks to Groovy. Over to Day in the corner. Day will dribble it back out. Now looks inside. Gets to Hope Wendell inside. Hope kicks it back up to Macy. Macy will drive. Now kicks to Garkey. Garkey traveled again.
Man, I don't know. That's...
Indians turned it over again on another travel.
I don't know if they need to sweep the floor and a half.
It's not just one person either. Yeah. Like a little bit of everybody. Just
that's what I'm wondering if it's starting to be this floor. Or, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Larger looks to take it up for the Wildcat.
Pretty uncommon.
Mm-hmm. She swings it up to Pranger in the left corner, who takes a nice drive to the bucket, up with a layup, and it's no good, but rebounded by Olgitz, and she puts it back up, and it's good.
Macy will bring it back up for the Indians. Just over 2 minutes left in the half. Macy at the top of the key. We'll back it out, now picks up her dribble. Tries to give it over to Garkey, right in the hands of Pranger. But they're going to get her with a carry. So they'll send it back to the Indians.
Yeah, she got a little ahead of herself there. It just kind of looked unorthodox dribbling. So
Jeff Allen's timeout, so we're going to take one with him and be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Minster High School. Indians down 17-9. Minute 54 left in the first half. Ever since that 8-4 start by the Indians, they have not found the rhythm yet. Yeah. 17-9, they find themselves down.
13-1, Minster run. Just can't have that happen.
No. Too many turnovers, but they'll clean it up. The ball goes over to Knappy in the corner. Knappy dribbles up top, now over to Leifold. Leifold at the top. We'll swing it to Day. Day dribbles around the arc. Now hands off to Knappy. Knappy swings it out to Groovy. Oh. Groovy for a long three. That's no good. Off rebound off of Hope Wendell. Ball will go out of bounds and over to Lady Wildcats.
Pranger looks inbound. She finds Larger. Passes it back to Pranger. He then passes it back to Larger. That was... Plunger passes it over to Huker on the left wing. She drives across the lane, passes it out to Pranger. Passes up to Poole on the top of the key, who swings it over to Huker on the right corner. She passes it down to Poole, who finds Oldrich inside.
Oh, come on.
Or Pranger inside, excuse me. And it's fouled.
I thought that was a pretty weak foul.
Good defense by they end up getting there.
Looks like they got Hope.
Hope for her second. Hinter looks inbound. They find Pranger at the free throw line. He finds Olgis on the block. She loses it, but recovered by Huker. He gets it back to Olgis. She throws it up, and it's no good.
Rebound, Hope Wendell. Good defense by Hope and getting the rebound. Ball goes up to Macy Day. Day has it at the top. 45 seconds left in the half. Indians need a bucket here bad. Skip pass more. Over to Kanapke on the left wing. She picks up her dribble. It got tipped away right in the arms of Pranger.
She passes up to Larger for a free throw for a 15-footer, and it's good.
Day will bring it back the other way. 22 seconds now left in the first half. Macy will dribble it up top. 13 seconds now. Macy still up top. Swing it to Luthold. Luthold at the top with 7 seconds. And then pick up her dribble, tries to get inside and does to Hope Wendell. Hope puts it up. That's no good.
Rebound by Olgis.
And that'll do it. That'll do it for the first half. Indians down 19-9. We're going to take a short break to talk about it. We'll be back after this.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year, things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you, too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
And we're back here at halftime, Minster High School. Girls JV matchup. Indians find themselves down 19-9 at the half. Like we said before, Indians got off to a good start, 8-4. Looked pretty comfortable knocking down some shots, but since then it's been a 15-1 run in the half. So I don't know, what you think, Brownie?
I mean, I think what we have there, probably a quarter drought, I'd say, before we got that one point. And, I mean, it's just tough to win ball games like that. I think Indians might have double-digit travels this evening, so something they need to clean up. Nothing we can't fix, but I don't know. They they showed that they can play with this team early on, but we need to get that fire back and that shot-making ability back.
I agree. I think the Indians are definitely capable. I just uncharacteristically look just uncomfortable out there. I don't know. Offensively, they just don't look very smooth at all right now, which I really thought this team was improving a lot from what I've seen, and they looked a lot better, but hopefully they come out firing here in the second half and make this thing a ball game.
Need to create themselves some shots. You could just tell they'd get a little worked up. And I think that's where
they can't find someone to pass to, and then they just pick it up and then force a pass, and then we've turned it over a few times off of that. So,
and just, you got to look to score, even though we've had some three-pointers where I think we've got a little excited too and just shot them a little strong and a little long. So
it's also tough. They got about 6-footer plus down there guarding Hope, so it's tough for her to get any looks inside. So we're gonna have to make some threes, I think, here. A couple drives and kicks.
They got a couple
some shooters
that are 5'10" too. So it's just it's planks amongst the trees, for us. And but we can run through a little bit of the upcoming games on Fort Recovery Radio. Friday, the boys will host Minster, and that is a WPGW simulcast. And Saturday, girls host Liberty Benton at noon. Noon JV start, WPGW simulcast for varsity. And then on Saturday night, the boys will be at Lincoln View, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast.
What's this from?
This is a WOSN. It says, tonight's game for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians is scheduled to be broadcast on WOSN, which is channel 43. It'll also be on at Friday night at 7 o'clock, Sunday at 1 a.m., Monday at 7 a.m., and next Wednesday at 8:30 a.m.
Sunday at 1 a.m. I don't know if I'll
get that. Because we're behaving always,
I think we're going to take a short break and be back for some second half action after this.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Minster High School. Just under 2 minutes away until the start of the second half. Like we said, Indians down 19-9. And looking at the varsity matchup later on, looks like Indians going to have their hands full against Minster. Seven seniors, and they are 10-0 on the year. Fort Recovery's varsity record is 4-4. So always going to be a tough one coming to Minster.
Yeah, and you can't forget about Courtney Pranger and Ivy Wolf. Minster's got a couple.
One's going to Xavier.
And I know Wolf has an outstanding offer. I'm trying to think where. But she has a Division I offer somewhere. And they even said, I think, Tennessee's interested.
Wow.
Because they've had her two brothers have already been down there. So clearly athleticism runs in that family. And the Lady Indians are going to have their hands full. They're going to have to come out. And I hope Brian Patch has got them all ready to go. And a good sheen made up for this game.
About to start the second half here. The JV matchup. We don't have any stats, but on the scoreboard, Day has 6, Evers has 2,
and Guga Miller has 1.
And that's all your scoring there.
And for Minster, number 14, Larger, is their leading scorer with 7. She's shown that she can be a little bit of a shooter out on the outside.
Hopefully Indians can get a start like they did in the first half. Try to cut into this deficit.
Like you said, we think the three-point shooting might be the key factor for the Lady Indians crawl back in this one. So
yeah, we're gonna have
Day,
to have some
Ruby shots
have the ball. Yep.
They can't be looking timid to shoot it. So
here we go. Ball enters it in to Day. Day at the top, swing it to Kanapke. Kanapke swings it to Macy for a wide open 3 and in and out. Guggenbiller on the rebound. She puts it back up and good. So
just what the Indians needed coming right out of half.
Yeah, wide open 3 by Day, which is a good look. And then good job by Guggenbiller. Indians come away with a steal on the other end. Kanapke will try to... Why do I keep seeing that? Ears will lose it, but ball goes to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller on the right wing. She'll drive middle. Now picks up her dribble and finds
Kanapke
and just blocks it.
Larger looks to take it up for the Wildcats. She passed it over to Huker on the right wing. She drives baseline, kicks it out to Larger.
Oh,
she gets ran over by Day.
No call.
Larger gets it back. She swings it over to pull at the top of the key. Pranger looks to drive on the left wing. She swings it back up to Huker at the top of the key. She swings it over to Larger on the left wing. She finds Olgis inside, who is fouled by Hope Wendell, which will be her 3rd. That hurts the Indian ball club. Being down a big with Whitley Rammel on the sidelines with a concussion.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Landed hard last week against Jay County. Larger shoot it from the left corner and is blocked by Day.
Day will bring it the other way. 19-11. Indians trailing. Day hands off to Hope, who kicks it out to Grace. Guggenbiller on the left wing. Looks inside. Finally gets to Evers. Evers will spin. Now kicks out to Kanapke. Over to Hope Wendell at the top. Hope gives it to Grace. Now over to Macy Day on the left wing. Show good ball screen. Drive middle. Now kicks to Hope. Hope will shoot the 3, and that's short. No good. Rebound fought for.
And Larger comes up with it. She passes up the right sideline to Huker. She tries to find it. Olgis inside, and it's stolen away by Aubrey Kanapke.
Indians a lot more active on the defensive end this half.
Coach Vaughn's got him fired up.
Kanapke loses it. Ball's loose on the ground. Kanapke comes away. Timeout. About, timeout for him.
Yeah,
in front
Jeff
of us.
Jeff Vaughn's screaming for a timeout.
Did they get a timeout or not? They call it jump ball.
Oh.
What is going on?
So I guess he got stuck with the timeout off of the jump ball. Jeff Vaughn was screaming for it.
But they looked like it was going to be Minster ball. I'm confused.
I'm not sure if they gave it to him before or if it's...
Or if Minster called the timeout.
Did they?
I don't know.
I don't know. That. Honestly, we're kind of fumbling around right here. But we got to give all Minster a shout out for the nice... Nice seats for the radio tonight.
Yep, courtside.
And a little booth here.
Giving people high fives.
Yeah, just taking it in.
So, Indians 19-11. Up 2-0 here in the second half. So, they're looking a lot more active defensively, I think, getting their hands on a lot. They've already forced a couple turnovers. So, hopefully we can convert off that. Mm-hmm. 4:51 left in the third quarter. It'll be Indian ball, so I guess they gave Coach Vaughn the timeout.
So what you're asking for?
Bugenbiller enters it to Evers. Evers will have it on the top of the key. She'll pick up her dribble now over to Kanapke. Kanapke drives, cuts it, or passes it out to Bugenbiller. In and out. Good look for three there, but just in and out.
And Larger looks to take it up. She passes it up to Pohl in the right wing. She swings it over to Pringer. She tries feeding it inside to Olgis. Overthrows her, picked off by
Indians getting another turnover. Macy pushes it down the court. Now kicks it out to Grace. Grace on the left wing. We'll look inside. Nothing there. Now swing around the arc all the way around to Day. Day on the right wing. We'll find a cutting Grace. Bugenbiller. Now she dumps it off a little high-low to Elena Evers. That's up and good.
Nice possession by the Lady Indians.
Yeah, Indians chipping away, 19-13.
And Larger takes it up for the Wildcats. She swings it over to Huker. Swings it over to Pohl. Screened by Pringer. And they swing it over to Larger, who passes it back over to Huker, who travels.
Wow.
A little sidestep there.
It was just this side of the court. We're just traveling.
You might be right. I'm not complaining now.
I don't know if Minster's got a shot attempt this. Yeah.
I don't
remember about it every possession.
Yeah, I don't recall.
19-13. Indians cutting in to the lead. Ball goes over to Kanapke. Kanapke will skip it over to Day. Day will shoot the three from the left wing. That's up, no good. Rebounded by the Wildcats.
Rebounded by Pohl. She passes up to Huker on the right-hand side. He takes it up for him.
Another good look there by Day, though, for the three. That's what we talked about. We got to have some of these fall.
Mm-hmm.
Get back in this.
And Pohl looks to drive middle. She gets up, pulls up for a little 10-footer up off the glass, and it's good.
Might have got pushed in the back, too.
Yeah, I was surprised there was no foul called before the shot, but I'm sure she'll take it.
Macy brings it up. She spins middle on the drive. Now skips it over to Hope Wendell from the short corner. That shot's up and no good.
Still not a bad look by the Indians. Yeah. Don't like that.
Yeah.
Looking a lot sharper this half.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And Huker passes it over to Larger on the left wing. She tries throwing it to Pringer on the short corner, and she was not looking at all.
Where are they? How are they pointing?
That smoked.
That was off of Pringer. What?
Okay, I think it was Larger or Huker. They just threw the ball right off of Pringer's right shoulder out of bounds, and they call it out on the Indians. Me and Brunzy, we're flustered down here. We got too good a view to not think that's a terrible call. That's unbelievable. I didn't hear any booing from the Indians.
I know. Ball goes up to Elena Evers. She'll finish on the other end. 21-15. Indians trail by 6.
And Larger takes up the right-hand side for the Wildcats. She swings it over to Pringer. He drives right. Tries passing it inside to Olgis. She finds Pohl on the other block. She turns around, kicks out to Larger for 3. And it's good. She's proved to be one heck of a shooter.
We're just one pass away, and we were slow to close out on her. Wide open. 24-15, Indians trail. Ball goes over to Bugenbiller on the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Now brings it back out over to Hope Wendell. Swing it all the way around the arc to Macy Day on the left wing. Day will get a ball screen. Now over to Hope at the top. 1:45 left in the third quarter. Hope will swing it to Macy Day on the left wing. She'll drive middle now. And finally pass it over to Hope. Hope saves it from going out of bounds. Ball goes over to Kanapke. She'll shoot the three. That's short. No good. Rebounded by the Lady Wildcats.
She passes it up to Larger down the court. That's a nice layup by Barger, but even better pass by Huker, leading her up the court.
And even started to cut into this deficit, but a quick 5-0 run by the Wildcats. Make it 26-15. Derry looks inside, tries to get it to Evers, and they're going to have a foul underneath on the Wildcats. Bunch of subs in for both teams. Garkey, Luthold, Gruby all in for the Indians.
And Dirksen, number 13. And number 44 checking for Minster. We don't have number 13 or number 44's number in the junior varsity roster for Minster.
Gruby inbounds. It finds Day off the out-of-bounds play, and she drains a three. It's a big shot there.
Number 13 looks to take it up the left-hand side. She swings it up top to Dirksen, who swings it over to Huker. Passes over to Dirksen in the right-hand corner. She drives left. Guarded heavily by Marissa Garkey. She swings it over to Huker, who gets into lane, puts up the layup, and is fouled. That'll be two shots for Huker.
40 seconds left in the third quarter. Looking at a couple of these Minster varsity scores, 77-9, 73-7. Is this real?
My goodness. I mean, this team, it's going to be a challenge for Lady Anne.
Yeah, that's for sure.
There's always a chance, but they got it. Huker's first free throw was up and no good. Their second's up and no good. Lane violation called on Huker anyways, so Indians walk away, or Wildcats walk away with no points on that possession.
Macy brings it up for the Indians. 33 seconds left in the third quarter. Macy will pass it over to Garkey. Garkey on the right wing. Look inside, now drives, now backs it out. Picks up her dribble. Pressured hard by the Lady Wildcats. Tries to feed it inside. Ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Wildcats.
See, I think that might be half of the Lady Indians, you know, trouble tonight. They pick it up so soon and kind of waste their dribble, and they can't get out of that pressure.
Mm-hmm. Happened a bunch of times.
Wildcats look to inbounds. Number 13 finds number 44. She pushes up the right sideline to Dirksen, who finds Olgis under the bucket. That's a nice...
Makes it 28-18. Indians down 10. 7 seconds left. Bay brings it up on the other end. We'll hand off to Garkey. Now hands off to Luthold. Luthold looks at the goal, but travels with it. 2 seconds left on the clock. Indians trailing by 10. Dribble it out, so that'll do it for three quarters, 28-18, Indians trail. We're going to take a break and be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recover, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Minster High School. Three quarters in the books. Indians find themselves down 28-18. Showed flashes of making a run there in the second half, or the third quarter, but a quick run at the end by Minster made the stretch the lead back out to 10, so Indians are going to need a lot here in the fourth. You win this one. But
we doubled our point total in the third quarter compared to the first half. So
yeah, bottom line, we played a lot better in the third quarter than we did in the first half. Definitely. So
Jeff Vaughn's gonna be happy with that.
Yep, that's good to see. So Hope Wendell has it for the Indians. Over to Grace. She'll be trapped. Dribbles out of the trap. Now gets over to Hope at the top. Hope swings it to Kanacki on the left wing. Kanacki over to Gerby. Gerby at the top. He'll drive. Now kicks to Kanacki. Kanacki gets it back. Gerby will take a contested 15-footer. That's no good. Partially blocked, I'd say. Ball over to the Lady Wildcats.
Larger pushes it up the sideline to number 13 and swings it up top to Dirksen. She finds Larger again at the top of key. Who finds number 13 in the opposite corner? Passing back to the Larger at the top of the key. She dribbles it out. Swings it over to Dirksen. Dirksen finds Larger in the corner. She looks to shoot. Decides not to pull the trigger. They swing it back over to number 13 on the left wing. She drives baseline. Kicks it out to Dirksen, who finds Olgis inside, but she kicks it out to Larger. Larger passes it over to Dirksen, who passes it over to number 13. They get it to Olgis inside. She kicks out the Larger up top. She swings it over to Dirksen the right wing. Dirksen loses it for a second. Guarded heavily by Kanapke. She drives right.
Oh,
throws up a layup, but I thought she traveled beforehand.
That was like a two-hand, underhand scoop
behind the bucket. She didn't have a chance of using the glass.
Makes it 30-18, Indians down 12. Ball over Gerby in the corner. She's trapped. Tries to get over to Hope. Hope's going to be fouled by number 13 of the Wildcats. That's her first.
Team's second of the half.
Guggenbiller will enter it in from the side. 5:24 left in the game. Ball goes into Hope Wendell. Hope gives it over to Gerby. Gerby up top will swing it to Kanapke in the corner. Kanapke will get trapped, and she throws it right in the end of number 13. She brings it the other way, puts it a layup right off the glass. No good. Too strong. Ball fought four underneath. We're going to have a jump ball.
I think a foul on number 22.
Take it.
Well, just getting a little too aggressive there with Guggenbiller.
Garkey will come in the game, replacing Aubrey Kanapke. And Hope Wendell will bring it the other way. Fred Minster's in a little 1-3-1 zone, trapping in the corners. Indians struggling with it. Ball up to Grace up top. Grace will swing it to Gerby. Back to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller over to Garkey. Garkey will try to will find Grace on the cut. Now back up to Hope. She'll swing it to Gerby on the right wing. Gerby over to Garkey. Indians swinging around the arc, being patient. 4:30 left in the game. Hope swings it around. Indians swing it all the way around to Grace. Grace in the corner for three. That's short, no good. Rebounded by the Lady Wildcats.
Taken up the court by Larkin.
Indians struggling with that 1-3-1. They just showed for the last two possessions, really extending the Indians' offense, and they just don't know what to do.
Yeah. The Minster length and athleticism is getting to.
Yeah.
And that'll be another foul. Hope Wendell, that'll be her fifth.
Really?
I didn't know she got the fourth one.
It's never good.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. The Liddy Indians down some size. Booth will check in for.
Garkey, Evers, Guggenbiller, Luthold, and Gerby in for the Indians.
And they throw it in the Larger, who finds 13 in the corner. She puts a 15-footer. It's no good.
Rebounded off of Grace's foot. It'll stay with the Lady Wildcats.
Keep shooting ourselves in the foot right now.
I know.
Number 13 on inbound to number 44, who finds Olgis inside. Should go for the right hook. It's up and no good.
It's good defense there by the Indians. Just takes a couple threes and a couple turnovers to make this interesting. Skipped over to Luthold in the corner. She'll be trapped. Now finds Evers. Ball's still loose on the ground. We're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Wildcats.
I mean, we're so uncomfortable in this 1-3-1 zone right now. It's
rough.
It's unbelievable. Even struggling just to catch a simple pass, but number 13 looks to drive baseline for the Wildcats. She'll kick it out to Dirksen and swat it out of bounds by Gerby.
Good hustle there by Gerby.
Clements are taken out of bounds. They toss him the larger, close to half court. She'll dribble to the right side, throw it over to Dirksen. Dirksen looks inside, decides not to. Throws across court to Larger. He finds 44 in the corner. She drives baseline, gets stuck. Kicks out to Dirksen on the left corner. Swings it up to 13, number 13 on the wing. And she's trapped. She's stuck with the ball. And it's a fumbling for the ball. Minster will call a timeout. Getting stuck in the corner there. Good defense by the Indians. And we'll take a timeout with them. Be right back after this.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Minster High School. 30-18, Indians trail by 12. 3 minutes left in the game. 1-3-1 of Minster, not doing Fort Recovery any favors. They've looked uncomfortable this far in the fourth quarter.
And number 13 tosses it in to Larger on the right wing. She passes back to 13 in the corner. She tries getting inside to Holgers. It's knocked away, but recovered by Dirksen of the Wildcats. Finds it over, gets it over to Larger on the right wing. She swings it up top. Number 13, who swings it over to Dirksen on the left wing. She gives it back to Larger. She tries getting inside to Olgins. It's stolen away by Elena Evers.
She'll give the ball over to Grace Gingbiller, and she'll bring it up for the Indians. 2.5 to go in the game. Ball goes over to Gruby on the left wing. Now swing all the way across to Gingbiller in the corner. Gingbiller is once again trapped. She dribbles out of it. Now gets it to Garkey. Garkey swings it to Luthold. Luthold over to Gruby in the short corner. That's no good. Rebounded by Elena Evers. Her shot's up and no good as well. Rebounded by the Wildcats.
Good hustle and rebound by Elena Evers. Just not able to finish. And Dirksen looks to swing it up to number 13 on the right-hand side. And just a little miscommunication and toss out of bounds.
Ball go back over to the Indians. Still 30-18. 2 minutes left in the game. Aubrey Kanapke with the ball. Now passes over to Grace Gugenbiller. Over to Garkey. Garkey is once again trapped in the corner. Now finds Elena Evers. Evers back out to Garkey. Now skips it to Luthold. Luthold over to Gugenbiller. Gugenbiller now skips to Garkey. Garkey to Luthold in the short corner. That's deflected. And off the Wildcats and out of bounds. So it'll stay here. Even there, I thought the Indians did a good job passing it around against the zone, but still didn't get a good look. Ball goes into Evers off the inbounds, and that ball will sail out of bounds and go Minster.
Number 13 will toss it in for the Wildcats. She finds Larger. She drills it up center court. Swings it over to number 13. Pass it over to Dirksen, left wing. And then pass it back to Larger. She drives baseline and is fouled by
Grace Gugenbiller.
Grace Gugenbiller. And the Wildcats look to pass it in. They find Larger up at the free throw line. Get it to Olgis, and they pass it back in to the inbounder, which is number 44, and she puts the layup up and in.
It's a good play. Kanapke brings it up for the Indians. Now over to Grace. Grace gives it back to Kanapke. Now over to Luthold in the corner. She feeds it inside to Evers. Evers tries putting up a shot. Might have got fouled,
but it rebounded by number 13. She finds Larger to take it up the court. She goes up to the three-point line, dribbles up there, shoots it up, and no good from three-point line. But rebounded by Olgis of Minster. Larger dribbles it up at the top of the key. She looks, pass it to Olgis. She swings it back over to number 44. She finds number 13. by the free throw line. Throws it over to Dirksen. She puts up the 15-footer. It's up off the front of the rim. No good. Olgers gets the rebound and throws it up. Larger gets the rebound and puts it back up. Number 13 gets the rebound and puts it back up. And ends up being a jump ball for 10 minutes.
Sounds like a broken record, Brunson.
Yeah, just with different numbers. Man, oh man.
32-18. 20 seconds left in the game. Knapke will bring it up. She will drive on number 14, kicks it out to Garkey. Garkey swings it to Giegenbiller in the corner with 10 seconds. Giegenbiller will drive baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Minster, and they should do it as they'll probably run out the clock here.
They pass it up to number 13. And she holds on to it. And that'll be the end of our JV matchup for the final score of Minster 32, Fort Recovery 18. And we'll take a little break and come back and talk about it.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here, Minster High School. JV Lady Indians just lost a tough one, 32-18. Besides a couple stretches in the start of the game and the start of the second half, it was all Minster for that one. Indians just too many turnovers, didn't really look comfortable against that defense. They were long and athletic, the Minster girls were, and just couldn't come out with a victory tonight.
I mean, overall, like you said, just turnover crazy, just couldn't quite get in a groove, and once we did find a little groove in that third quarter, Minster came out with a 1-3-1 zone in the fourth, and it completely killed our momentum, and just couldn't quite get anything done after that. But I think the Indians were led by Macy Day with 9. She had 3 three-pointers this evening. So that's a good sign. But
yeah, Indians showed flashes. So, I mean, they're capable of flying with some of the tougher teams in the MAC. So interested to see how they play moving on, getting ready for this varsity matchup. It's going to be a tough one. Minster girls varsity 10-0. Fort Recovery girls varsity 4-4. And like we said, a couple of these scores are just something you don't see. 77-9. I mean,
77-7. Is that 73-7?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
But should be interesting to see what the Lady Indians can do this evening.
Yeah.
But we'll go through a couple upcoming games for the Indians on Friday. So tomorrow, the boys will host Minster. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. And then Saturday, the girls will host Liberty Benton at noon JV start. That will also be a WPGW simulcast. And then Saturday night, the boys will play against Lincoln View. And that will be a Fort Recovery radio broadcast. And tonight's varsity matchup between the Lady Indians and the Lady Wildcats is scheduled to be broadcasted on WOSN. That is Channel 43. It'll air Friday night at 7 p.m., Sunday at 1 a.m., Monday at 7 a.m., and Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. And with that, I think we're about good, aren't we?
Yeah, that'll do it for the JV game. The varsity game tonight will be simulcasted by WPGW and Rob Weaver, so that'll do it for us. JV girls lose.
Thanks for listening.
Tough one.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.